You can't just have it like super crazy like that. The kids jumps gonna be fired up.
Y'all still get sturdy? No, right?
Little kid shit.
He be getting sturdy. Don't though.
Put that he on still me. Get sturdy?
Yeah, he's still on
he
it.
Said, don't put that on me.
Yeah, grow up, man.
Oh, he's four.
He's four. You know, you gotta keep up with the trends. What's jumping right now? I don't know. Sexy drill. You gotta. You feel me?
Nah, don't do that.
She ain't got it.
Don't do that. That's what Timmy used to do.
That's what. Oh God!
Oh, we're recording.
You fool!
Yeah, we recording.
Yeah. I'm talking about
that. Doesn't even matter, dog.
Nick can snip that portion in the beginning, like crazy, you know.
Dog. Yeah, man. You know?
Nick can snip that portion in the beginning. We can start from like right.
I don't like
here.
The word snip.
Right. Pause. I mean, all right.
Well, there it is.
We're going to start like from snip. Pause. That's crazy. All right. That's cool. Say less. I'm with it. I'm
didn't
with
you, have, you had a procedure, didn't you?
I definitely did. God. But it wasn't a snip. It was more like a clamp.
This thing said a clamp.
That sounds clear. Painful.
That's more accurate, though.
Yeah. It is.
But it sounds very painful.
It's not comfortable. Both of y'all have been snipped. Yeah, we've been clamped.
Clamped.
This is out of
clamped
control.
Is the word that they chose.
Does it stay like that forever? Like you feel clamped?
Nah, I don't feel nothing now.
Yeah. But what happened? It was a pain.
Yeah, it was about a week of feeling like.
Mike,
Troy.
Yeah,
here we go.
What did you say? Snip.
Clamped.
What is that?
That's a vasectomy.
So you got cut.
I got cut. Yeah.
Yeah.
No more kids.
Absolutely.
No more. No more. Shooting blanks.
Absolutely.
Shooting blanks.
Bop. Three is good, bro. Three is a good number, bro. I can't.
But I got one question for you, though. Wait, this is explicit, right?
Yeah. Do your thing. You can shoot dice, whatever.
Fuck shit.
Poor kid in the corner.
Is the
satisfaction
the same?
It's the exact same.
It's the exact same, bro.
Exact same.
It's just blank.
You don't get the ending, though.
No, you do get the ending. It just ain't no...
It doesn't contain...
Ain't no sperm in the semen.
Think we shooting out dust.
Pew, pew. Pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew.
No, no. Nah,
why is that so funny, dog?
How long has it been?
So last July, I think, when I got mine done.
Been over a year.
Yeah.
When you got it done stuff, I'm just curious, right? Because I'm just trying to not envision you in the bathroom taking a shower.
That's crazy.
I'm just saying, like, was there certain types of soap? Because you know, certain soap make you know.
Nah.
Just regular?
Regular soap, man. That just had to be gentle.
I mean, I feel like some soaps are like more acidic. I don't know, like, you know, like this.
No, man.
Nah. I mean, they do. Yeah, no, it's like a little
Nick,
slip.
Nick, and break then, it down. Nick's an expert here.
Just to break explain, it down. Bro. Like,
damn.
It's
what's going on around here?
It's the two little tubes that go to your nut.
Mm-hmm. It's called the Vans deference.
Sorry, we all grown here, Nick. Whatever. It's okay. You know we saying? Can go through without a pause moment. Let's go.
They kind of clamp it off. It's one that the sperm comes through. It's like two. It's whatever produces the sperm. Keep it whatever. That's clamped off.
Okay.
So now all your sperm cells, that everything is the same thing, bro. Everything is just dead. You have to, you know, when you get this procedure done, you have to go and bring back samples over and over and over again.
Make sure they
make sure they ain't not they not.
How do you get the samples
whatever.
Over and over and over again?
But you know what you gotta do.
Magazines, Pornhub.com,
okay.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Look.
What
the hell? So,
2024.
This is crazy to talk about in front of him.
No.
But look.
He about to brag.
No.
You threw the whole cup.
Nah, but you got to shoot off in the cup and send it back to the lab, and they got to make sure they ain't no sperm.
How many times do you have to do that?
Until they can confirm that you're good to go. I had to do it twice. Huh?
It's on both sides of your sack.
Right.
On your sack, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you'll get stitched up there. They go in from there. That's into okay. The side. They're going from there, stitched up. Pretty much.
You need a mic.
I think it's in a C-section. Yeah. That's crazy.
What was you doing when they did? I was listening to music.
I was asleep. I told them to put me to sleep.
Okay.
Yeah.
My joint was weird.
What was you listening to, Steph?
Probably some hoes.
They asked my brother the same shit. Like, my brother said the same shit.
Nothing. You can't say nothing.
Jeez Louise,
the
man.
Doctor said, what would you like to listen to? What the fuck you mean?
This is out of control.
Put me to sleep.
Next, I'm going to sleep.
Maybe there'll come a time when I won't be sad and lonely.
Welcome back to another episode of A Man Say Man. This your boy P. Today we are hella deep. To my left, we got the young nephew Cam in the building. You feel me? My man to my right, Mr. Rim, the model. What's good, Nick?
What's poppin', G?
Marvelous in the building.
Hello.
My boy Steph, what's good?
What's good?
And we got DMV's finest. That man, the myth, the legend. Troy, Transformer, Isley? It's Isley. Pardon me. My bad, Isley. How you feeling, playboy?
Feeling good.
Pleasure to have you, man. And to his left, what's good, Manny?
What's poppin'?
No doubt. I just want to say it's a pleasure to have you. Because we know we talk boxing a lot. And I used to box. I don't know if you're familiar with like Freddie Roach.
This is crazy.
I was.
This is crazy.
He said, I don't know if you're familiar with Freddie Roach.
Yeah, of course.
And you Googled me before you came, right? No? You Googled me? All right.
What?
So I was sort.
It's only one person in here with a Wikipedia, bruh.
I mean, I was.
He's the only one in here with a Wikipedia.
Listen. I was sought after, decided, go the anthropology route.
Oh my God.
Yeah, wilding right now. But anyway, no, it is an honor to have you here. You know what I mean? Because especially watching Steph, get his son involved, it's just been awesome, the journey. So, got mad questions for you. So, get ready for that and whatnot. But
do my man right, though. 13-0.
Yes, 13-0, five knockouts, pardon me.
2020 Olympian.
Absolutely. How does that even make you feel? Like, it's sitting amongst us, obviously, we can't compare to your stature right now.
Speak
like,
for yourself.
Facts.
My bad.
I'm accomplished.
He has a Wikipedia, bro.
Certified.
Well, yeah. I mean, I told you.
I mean, I got a single out.
You do got a single.
That John ain't got no Wikipedia.
I actually added myself to Wakefield's Wikipedia one time and just put legend. The next day, that shit was gone. They removed that shit swift.
I'm still on there. So when you get a chance, check me out, though, honestly.
Yeah, it's not true.
I
got
you.
Man, all right, say what you want to, man.
That's crazy.
It ain't crazy. It's not. But how we feeling, though? How y'all week been?
Everything been good.
No doubt, man.
You're an entertainer,
Absolutely.
I got to see an amazing movie.
Yes. Mm. Did y'all check out Deadpool?
I did.
Nah. No spoilers. None of that. None of that. But
Oh,
yeah.
That joke's crazy.
You ain't seen it?
The Deadpool joke around too much.
You know what? I'm just going to add to that, right?
Yeah, actually.
Not to spoil it, but I will say this time around, I felt like he was a little extra. Like he was, Deadpool, his character as itself, like he's, very playful.
Deadpool.
Like, since Inception, that's all. He's always been that type of guy. From comics to movies, he's always been, take it to the extreme, very, I don't want to say sexist, but very hyposexualized. You know what I'm saying? Everything is always on joke time.
Fourth wall, talking to the readers, talking to the viewers.
Yeah,
like, that's
which
what he
was
does.
Way too much. I felt like Ryan Reynolds, even because he wrote, if I'm not mistaken, he wrote a lot of the script. He was extra.
Nah, I think the writing for Deadpool is amazing, bro.
Have you seen this one?
Yeah, we saw it yesterday morning.
Check it out. I would recommend. I mean,
the
dope
joke was
movie.
Fire. Deadpool Wolverine is amazing.
I'm just, from 1 to 10, what would you rate it? Cam?
Eight and a half.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Yeah, no doubt.
Eight and a half.
No doubt. Thought it was fair. Dope, man.
Yeah, I mean, because it's really good. They do a whole lot of things in there. Like, they bring a whole lot of pieces together. The trailer obviously shown a bunch. So, like, they do a whole bunch with all the old school characters. They bring up a lot of people that you weren't expecting.
Man, the cameos. Really
the cameos are amazing. They do a really
hella
good job
dope,
with it.
Hella dope, bro. Hella dope.
And even some of the cameos, I'll say this without spoiling nothing, even some of the cameos weren't even real cameos, if it makes sense. Like,
what do you mean?
Motherfucker, the character never existed.
True.
You kind of have to be in the know to even understand what's going on with that. I'm just going to leave it there.
Okay.
The character never existed or never existed in that particular universe.
His movie never came out.
All right, gotcha.
Oh.
Word.
Yeah, man, check it out.
I
thought it was hella dope, man.
Yeah, son went for his birthday. His birthday was Friday. You know what I'm saying? Monty turned 19 and shit. So he went out with his homies and they went to go see the movie and shit and hung out. So
it's a lot of birthdays,
Monty.
Man. We got Amani. Yeah. We got Miss Marvelous. She, 50?
That's right. She was 54.
Yeah, I'm 55.
55?
55. I was 1 year off.
Okay.
G-Ma.
Okay. Yeah. But happy birthday to you as well.
Yeah.
Yes, and it was your daughter's birthday as well.
Yeah, she just turned 21.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah,
that's.
And she thinks she's like doing something. Like she's all the way out in Florida, and it's like, I don't know. Like, she took her first drink, and I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, she's at the bar now.
She's at the
bar. She should not be having anything to drink. Okay,
she getting busy.
She's
she should not have no. Yeah. They should not be having that much fun. Everyone's calling me on FaceTime laughing extremely hard while I got the baby.
No question.
Okay? Why you
get back home and get this child.
Because <Easy.
laughs> you Meezy got a life. Okay.
That's awesome, man.
But yeah.
Grandma duties.
Why would we have to talk about it? We have to say it in that sense.
But you look good though, man. You don't look 50.
Yeah. 55.
You don't look 55, man. You look well.
Not a day over 47.
You feel me?
All y'all can kick rocks.
Look, I was gonna say you look more 41, but that's just me.
Thank you, babe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No doubt.
He's
the favorite. So those is cracking, man.
Oh man.
How your week been, Troy?
Been good, pretty hectic. But as far as like, you know, catching back up on the church thing, but and then you know, I'm traveling. I don't know, but it's a lot right now. You know, I'm going into, you know, contender status, so you know, getting a lot of calls about, you know, future contracts, or, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, opponents.
That's awesome.
You know, then, you know, interviews, and you know, then I want to go to LA. I was in LA all last week. You know what I'm saying?
So
I don't know. It's a lot right now, but
heck yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. It's good right now.
So when you look at contracts, I'm just curious. Do you just go straight to the numbers?
Nah.
You don't?
I mean, you got to read everything because, you know what I'm saying? You want to get like...
Mike.
You got to read everything. Yeah. You got to read everything because, yeah, like, you don't want to, like... What would I say? Like...
Overlook?
No, not overlook, but like...
Accept anything.
You don't want to accept anything, but again, like, do the wrong thing to where it's like... Like, say y'all don't get along or something like that.
Gotcha.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
You want to out. You want to set yourself up to, yeah, yourself, be able to make a move.
You can get out.
Yeah.
Or like you don't do the wrong. You want to make sure you abide by the contract. You doing everything right by the contract so that person can't sue you.
Gotcha.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You always got to think about worst case scenario.
Just curious, man. When it comes to like what you have to do, the requirements, right, to keep the contract going, what is something that you have to do, like, other than fight?
I mean, I gotta make weight.
Okay.
Appearances, maybe.
Nah,
you have to do nothing like that.
I gotta make weight. I gotta agree to the. I don't have to agree to fight, but you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. They gotta offer me an opponent. So they off. It's 4 to 6 fights each year. So if they offer me an opponent and I say no, that's one fight.
Ooh.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha. And that takes away from your
getting paid.
From, yeah. Fighting more people.
How many times have you fought this year already?
I fought 2 times this year. But so my first year I could have fought 4 times. My first year I went to the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
So I fought twice and then I went to the Olympics, had 2 fights at the Olympics, and then I had another fight towards the end. And then 2022, I fought 5 times. And then last year, I think I fought 3 times last year. So, and now it's getting less busy. But
have you declined a few fights this year thus far?
Nah. I don't decline no fights.
Okay.
Gotta get that money.
Smoke.
No question. When did you know you can beat somebody's ass?
When did I know I could beat somebody? Honestly, I knew I could beat somebody ass before I boxed.
I've been doing this.
That's right. Kind of how I used to
you
feel.
You just made a little title out of it after that.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
Not a little title, a title.
We don't believe you, Steph.
I used to be getting a lot of fights. Like, so I'm from D.C. Like I said, we moved to Virginia, so I was like kind of new on the block. You know what I'm saying? My dad was like, you know, if anybody hits you, you know, don't be afraid to defend yourself. So that stuff like that. That's what he told me, you know, my first day of school. You know what I'm saying? So that stuck with me, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I wasn't no like no tough guy or something like that. I just wasn't a pushover.
No question.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know what I'm saying? Kids would try me and, you know,
you ain't start the shit, you finished it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That was real quick. And I kinda built a reputation from like 5 to 8 that like, don't mess with that guy.
You was beating people up when you was 5?
You was in preschool, not
like I said, 5 to 8.
I wasn't fighting in school. No, I wasn't fighting
sound
in
like
school.
Just on the block.
Sound like a Jones.
Just on the block after school. In school, I was good. I was a class clown in school, though. So in school, I was you know us. You know, we go home. We'll watch. You know, our explicit movies. You know, our Friday after the next and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in school, I was a class clown.
So gotcha.
The this is before I started boxing. Boxing taught me to also, you know, like how to control myself, but also taught me how to like watch what I say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I used to go to school and say a bunch of crazy stuff, you know, getting ISS or, you know, I told a girl one time, I was walking, she was laughing and walking last, so I was like, you know, hush up before I shoot you in your head. And jeez, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that was
my
it.
My dad, yeah, that yep. was off. Yeah, my dad came and got me real quick. Like, why would you show that?
You get expelled for that now.
Yeah, that type of shit. Like,
that was tough.
Shoot you in your head.
Push him in counseling.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But my principal, she loves me to this day. I still go back to my elementary school, and you know what I'm saying? She said, you know, she never suspended me because you never disrespected the staff.
Gotcha.
You were bad and stuff like that, but you never came out the mouth and, you know, disrespected any of us. So that's why I always kept you.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Word. That's tight, though.
But, I mean, I've been new. Relatable. Know, I could beat up somebody, yeah. But boxing taught me how to.
To focus that energy somewhere else.
Yeah.
And just to give it some demographics, this is Alexandria, correct?
Alexandria, yeah.
Okay. And so you said you went to TC?
I went to TC, yeah.
Okay. That's what's up, man.
I didn't have to fight in DC. My parents and family had did enough work in the 80s and 90s.
Absolutely.
You was good by the time you got there.
Yeah.
I didn't do nothing in DC, but in Virginia, yeah, I did do a lot of fighting.
Gotcha, gotcha. Mm-hmm. So did you come to Virginia with like that DC, like bravado, like, yeah, I'm from DC, I beat your ass type shit?
I was a kid. So,
yeah.
And me, growing up, I was goofy. So like, I watched a lot of Jim Curry, movies. I used to try to emulate Jim Curry.
Yeah.
So I was goofy.
You wasn't looking for fights.
Yeah, I wasn't portraying any of that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I was a funny kid, and when you mess with me, it go crazy. It's a blackout.
Yeah, 0 to 100.
Crazy as hell.
Gotcha.
It's either black or white.
Are you the only child? Mm-hmm.
No, I'm the youngest.
Youngest. Out of how many?
Out of six.
Six? Were they brothers?
Deep.
Three brothers, two sisters.
Did they also fight as well or box?
Nah. So, I mean.
Yo, real quick. Real quick. If you keep the mic right there, pause, it's perfect.
Gotcha. I got you.
That's crazy.
I got you. All right. So, everybody doing good, though. But Brother Tevin played football for Stevenson.
Okay.
Now he's working to be like the head judge or something like that. Like he works at a courthouse in Maryland, but he's going to be like the judge that like does sentences and all that. Like,
yeah, you know, yeah, yeah.
Big trial and all that. He's trying to be the head judge.
That's awesome.
What right county now, is that? So I can...
It's Maryland. I know. I'm going to get your information out.
Yeah, I'm going to make a note of that.
Crimes in that county. Absolutely. You just want to do.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Damn, you just gave it away, niggas. What the fuck?
My brother. Devin works for Nike headquarters in Oregon.
Wait a minute.
There you go. Again.
Whoa. Yeah. Time out. Let's stop. Let's pause right there. Let's pause right there real quick. Does that mean that you have any kind of special access or like, you know, to any kind of like shoes or like, I mean, so could I get his contact information after the show?
Yeah. Maybe? Is he like, a text person or a call person?
Yeah. Like Instagram maybe or something like that.
Listen to how the sneakerheads break it down.
You knew this the entire time?
Preferred method of communication.
Yeah. I got to start small.
You see the seriousness in their face when they were saying that?
Right. They came in that motherfucker.
I'm a sneakerhead. I'm sorry. I apologize. Continue. Please continue.
Nah, that's cool. It's cool. But yeah, everybody doing good. Sister, she read contracts and stuff like that, but everybody basically graduated college.
Right.
That's dope.
The time I got out of high school.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So you don't.
I did a little bit of college, but.
So no other boxers in the family as a whole? Like this is like a new generational thing?
I'm just, I'm the only
one. Wow, that's awesome, dope. Bro.
That's tight.
Heck yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Dang.
That's what's up.
So Alexandria, legacy. Where you all you guys box at, you've been there the entire time?
Yeah, I've been there since
you.
First day, yeah. That's where I started at.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
What's up?
All the way on the end. So how did you how did you meet him? This being there?
Yeah, in the gym.
When I come back, after a fight, I come back home. So, did we meet, was that on Team USA still, or was it when I turned pro already?
I think it was Team USA. So we've been there, Cam is 13, so we've been there since Cam was like 8. So we've been there for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was checking out your last fight. Is it Martinez?
Martinez.
Yeah, man. That was amazing.
Yeah. Cool. That was a little personal. We
tough. I mean, it was your decision, didn't it?
Y'all split in the amateurs.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Amateurs, yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a tough fight. It was an easy pro fight. But
Yeah, the vendetta.
Yeah, what was it personal?
It was personal because we both fought four times in amateurs, but he won the last two fights, the last two fights. So, you know, to everybody, it made it seem like he had my number or, you know what I'm saying, he had the psychological advantage over me. So, you know, I just wanted to show him that I wasn't the same fighter that, you know what I'm saying, that you beat, you know, 2019.
Right. Gotcha. So I wanted to ask you, though.
You know, he was, you know, doing a lot of interviews and stuff like that, you know, you questioning, you know, my toughness and heart and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So I just took that personal, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. You know me, bro.
Mr. Beach.
How do the amateurs translate to the pros? Because he won the last two, and then in the pros, you beat him easy.
I mean, so in the amateurs, I fought his fight. I stayed there with him. So I beat him the first two times, but the last two times I fought his fight, you know, banging with him, standing there, stuff like that. So going into the fight, they was just like, don't stand there, don't fight his fight, just get yours and go to your left.
Get out, all right.
Yeah, go to your left, and then keep going to his body. And then Javier, he ain't changed to me. To me, he was still the same fighter, the same exact fighter. And then just, you know, watch out for his hook. So, you know, I was getting out the way of it or smothering, so take his hook away. And then,
So, yo, I got a question real quick, bro. So, like, in the middle of the match, you in the ring, like, because I played sports before, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I understand, I know how to kind of, like, your mindset has to be while you're in the game.
Yeah.
Boxing seems so different, like, because it's so much shit going on, and so much shit that you have to pay attention to.
Yeah.
Like, what is it, if, like, in your mind, what does it sound like? Because, you know what I'm saying, I can relate to whatever you say because I understand, like, it's like a block out of everything, and you just focus and you hear certain things.
It depends,
you know what I'm saying?
It depends on the fight because different fights going to bring different things. But, I mean, majority of the times, like, it's kind of like I can say while I've been pro, it's been more of a, like, some fights. Bell rung and like I just like blacked out. And then once the fight was over, then I kind of snapped back out of it. But I don't remember anything I did from the fight.
Like, right. Yeah.
Nothing I did. That's deep.
Yeah.
I done had like a couple fights like that.
Yeah.
So
Is it like muscle memory kicking in? So that's why you just kind of blank out and just go for it.
Yeah.
But sometimes like that, but sometimes it could be nervousness too, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because for me watching fights, I would think that you guys would be talking to yourselves.
Mm-hmm. No,
telling y'all what you know, that's all you hear is you talking to yourself, you know what I'm saying, head. And it's just like, you know what I'm saying, everything is.
Because it's a single man sport, so you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? In them tough moments, I be talking to myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? You good. You got it. You know what I'm saying? Push through.
Yeah.
And then, when I fought Roy Behringer, this was a fight because he was doing some like dirty stuff. I think he was at this fight too, at the President and in Jersey.
That's the.
He was like.
Was that the Better BF card?
Nah, this was the, this was Shakur and when he fought that Tokyo dude.
Okay, Yashiro.
But he was scraping my eye, something like that. Mm. But it was like on this whole side, I couldn't see nothing. It was like all double vision.
Oh wow!
But I was it was in the second and the seventh round. He did it twice, but I was like talking to myself like, you gotta grab him, like, you know, and get out of it. Yeah. But it was a moment, you know, I had to talk to like you gotta push yourself,
coach yourself through it.
Yeah.
In that moment, like, do you feel like concern? Are you like, oh shit, I'm in trouble, or?
In that
you
moment,
still feel like you got
I ain't, I ain't, I haven't. So put it like this: it's too. I was scared, as in like, cause I haven't been through this before. You feel me? But at the same time, like I know I'm ready for this. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't about to like, you know, quit and give up. Like, I'm built for it. So I'm cool. But at the same time, though, I was like, yo, like, you know, like. I ain't never went through it before.
Yeah, so, I can't see like new shit. Out one eye, like double vision.
I've never related because I've never been punched in the eye like that. But I feel like it's like when you sauced and you know how you like you got to still be able to walk and you almost got to close one eye to read and shit like that. But you find a point where like even though it's double vision, you've learned now how to walk with the double vision, or you've learned how to read, or whatever the case, whatever you're doing at that time, driving, God forbid, like whatever it is at that time, you've learned how to do survival it with the double vision.
Like, absolutely.
It's the same shit. You lose one eye, and for a second, you're like, what the fuck? And then you reestablish, and you're like, okay, so that's the middle. Yeah. Now I know this is the middle, and from then on, you just...
It's like Rocky. It's like, I see three of them.
It didn't last that long. It was maybe like 10 seconds. So I grab them, you know what I'm saying, just to get
focus
together.
Yeah.
Then my vision will come back. So it happened quick little, like, 10 seconds, but it happened in a second.
Those personality glasses or those prescriptions? Because... Like I was saying, like I can see how
these are personality.
Okay, bet. I got LASIK surgery. Okay,
oh,
bet.
Good.
Okay, bet.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
I used
yeah.
to wear glasses. Because imagine trying to box if you needed glasses.
Or contacts.
I mean, you can't box in contacts.
Yeah, no.
You get punched in the eye, you're going to lose vision immediately.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking about him saying, scraping my eye and shit. I see the glasses. I'm like,
is it unprofessional to talk shit while you're boxing? Like, you bitch ass nigga. Like, I'm not.
It's not. You can do that.
I'm just curious though. Is it? That's what I'm saying. Like, why don't you ever hear that type of stuff? Is it because you're not professional, or like?
They don't mic it up like that.
No.
Yeah.
I know Shakur be talking.
So on Showtime, they will. I think they'll let you say whatever on like Showtime, but like on ESPN and stuff like that. They sponsored by like Disney and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
So they don't. Yeah, they not. They don't. All that. Curse words and all that, right. they gonna try everything to block it out, so they don't want y'all to hear that.
Got you. Word. Is that, have it been your style? Like, maybe starting now?
That ain't really more.
Gotcha.
That must be pulsed.
If I'm talking to you, then that means you're getting to me.
Gotcha.
Right.
And I would feel like chat and shit will also maybe like tire you out a little more faster.
Yeah.
I don't know, right? Maybe.
I think
it puts more pressure on you.
I talk more like, okay, because. I talk trash in sponsors. I will, in a fight, for some reason, I have it all together in a fight. I'm locked in the fight, but I'd had some sessions where I'd have lost my head. You feel me? But most of the time I do is when I'm like just getting into camp and I'm tired. Yeah, I'm tired. So I'm like, I'm gonna talk to trash.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but if I'm not tired and I'm just like locked in, if I'm in shape majority of the time, I'm like, I'm already whooping you. I don't got to talk to you. So. Keep doing it, but I had a fight when I fought the Stubbs guy on that Peter Bev card. He was talking trash the whole fight. This ass nigga, you don't hit hard, you know what I'm saying? You saw before every round, like, what's up? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
yeah,
how do you get it? And then you stopped him.
Watch this.
What a lose.
13-0, dog. 13-0.
That's awesome, man.
Imagine talking trash and getting whooped.
When it comes to talking trash, right? I know now a lot of boxers be going crazy on social media with the trash talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some more than others, obviously. You don't participate in that, but how you feel about it? Is it too much? Like,
I mean, it's cool. If it fits you, it fits you. If it don't, it don't. I like it for some people. For some people, it's like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, them fighters going back and forth on Twitter, yeah, I like it. But I mean, as far as like people going back at other people like fans and stuff like that, usually just, you know what I'm saying, another fan's gonna say something, you know what I'm saying, and another fan that might say something good, you know what I'm saying, you're just gonna be arguing with fans all day. So
I mean, yeah,
you can't do that on social media.
Fans on social media are trolling. They're looking to get there. I'm saying something. It's not clickbait, but that's I can't think of the right word right now. It's bait, basically, for you to say something back. I'm trying. My desire.
Right, 100%. They're looking for you to give them their moment.
Absolutely,
right. Literally. Yeah,
random question, real quick, yo. You related to the Ozzy brothers?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'll be asking
some
samples
that cleared.
You know, later. You know what I'm saying?
It's always a plan. You and Steph is always a plan.
Absolutely.
Don't put me in
there. When I have my wedding, I'm going to invite them, though.
Smart move.
So, Troy, how do you prep for a fight, right? Because when I look at your interviews, you're very humble. Like you said, that's not you to talk shit. So, you know, for you to do that moving forward, I would be like, I don't think he's being his true self, right?
Yeah.
But when it comes to preparation, like, what do you do, like, to lock in?
I just feel like everybody be overlooking me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody just be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, he ain't doing nothing. You feel me? So that just motivated me a little bit. Like, okay, I'm about to wake these niggas up. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you said my gym, you know what I'm saying? We a small gym. We don't get a lot of looks. They overlook us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? I got to put my gym on, you know, my family. You feel me? You know, every time I come home, you know, I see my extended, my uncles, my aunts and all that. They don't get to see me all the time. So,
gotcha.
You know, when my parents bring me around them, you know, all the love, all, you know, send the hugs, you know, they so pressed to, you know, take a picture with me and all that. So I just think about all that, you know what I'm saying? Just think about everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I think about Alexandria. So, you know, I think about all that and like how I want to change everything, you know, how I want to change my family, how I want to change the image of Alexandria and also,
absolutely.
You know, how I want to be, you know, a great, you know, icon. So
absolutely.
Do you feel like they overlook you because you don't talk as much shit as some of these other dudes?
Some, but
you like Jason Tatum with boxing.
Yeah. He said Tatum.
Just like Jason Tatum with boxing. Like Jason, if Jason Tatum had the attitude of like, nigga, I'm that nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever, whatever. Then they would. I feel like they would respect him more. They would put him. You know, right now they got Anthony Edwards over Tatum, and Tatum got a ring.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? No. Anthony Edwards is like the face of the NBA. Nigga, just
give him. I saw the NBA 2K.
They're not giving. But Tatum is that nigga. But like if Tatum Andrew, don't got but. That, he don't got that attitude. That yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm making the comparison. Is he's laid back, humble, and shit like that. He 13-0. But if he out here, you know, talking shit.
Do you also think it's because where you from? It's not like
sometimes.
A big,
yeah,
big
sometimes.
Area.
Yeah, sometimes I do be thinking where I'm from. And I don't be, you know, boasting and stuff like that. So, but also, you know, early in my career, I wasn't having the performances either. So, you know, I wasn't, and I could tell
what you want.
My last three performances how everybody coming up to me now. So
yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah,
I wasn't performing how I could have been.
How many fights you been with Bomac?
Three. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everybody. Yeah.
What's the difference in you? Like, how have you gotten better?
So, being with them, you know, when I first got with them, I had a lot of questions. I was just like, you know, yo, what I got to work on? What I got to do? What I
got
to do?
Talk about real quick. Who got with who?
Bo Mack.
Trainer. Yeah. I was like, yo, what I got to work on? What I got to do to get better? What I got to do this? He's like, man, Troy, you, to be honest, you good. He like, you know what I'm saying? He said, like, you just like Keyshawn. He was like, you good and all that. And I'm saying, this is before the Vladimir fight. I ain't saying nothing, but in my head, I'm hitting the bag in my head. I'm like, you tripping. I'm saying this by myself. I'm like, you tripping. I know I got some.
Worst critic, though.
Yeah. You know, and then basically, he just say, like, Troy, you good. You got everything. You good enough, basically. And then, but I always like the fight. I like action. You know what I'm saying? I like the fight. I like to get in there, you know, and get straight to work. Mm-hmm. So with them, they just slowing me down. They making me more relaxed. And, they just slowing me down and bringing everything that I used to do. Out.
So your IQ is obviously getting a lot better.
Also Terrence Crawford.
Okay, yeah. That's why I just want, you know, I heard Manny say it, but I don't think everybody else heard him. So I just want to, yeah.
So a couple of questions in reference to what Marvelous mentioned. She asked you, is it because of where you're from? Now, I know that you're from D.C., but you pretty much grew up in Alexandria, correct? So do you push D.C. or do you
push Alexandria?
Because I was going to say D.C. has notable fighters for a long time.
Lamont Peterson.
Yeah, I mean, Winky Wright.
Yeah, Winky. Yeah.
What, Sugar Ray? Is he from? He's not from Maryland. He's from D.C.,
Maryland,
right?
But he's D.C. Yeah,
too sharp.
Too sharp. Lamont. Then he had a brother too. Was it Anthony?
Chop. Yeah.
Ain't Sean Bay from out here too?
We've had a couple. Okay.
No, DC has a couple.
Well, DC, right?
Yeah, we haven't had a couple.
Yeah, Arlington doesn't have any.
That's true.
What are we talking about?
What happened, Steph? No, Paul.
Well, you're me, but he hasn't done his Google research.
Well, first off, if I can recall right, about 25 years ago when we put the gloves on, I beat the shit out of you. It was more than 25 years ago.
What's happening here?
So
I won a match that day too, by the way.
Sounds
not against me.
So he boxed you, so you already had a fight with him.
But you know, us boxers know, right? Listen, I probably weighed like 60 pounds. He weighed 80. You know the game.
You feel me?
You know the game.
That's not fair.
He said, you know the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Not fair.
you know what time it is.
I do got a question.
Hold on. The true part question, because you had you mentioned Keyshawn.
Yikes.
And that's your partner, right? That's your homeboy. How big is brotherhood in this sport? Because it's so competitive.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, you know.
I know. It's like, so, you know, now we're professional. So they like, oh, like when I'm fighting, I'm like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I know it's hard to keep everybody's attention when you're competing against, you know, Bruce or, you know, Keyshawn and all of them. When you're fighting to get attention and they're, you know what I'm saying? But honestly, like, I'm not competing with my brothers.
Honestly. No question.
Like, I'm just, you know, I'm doing me, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So I'm not really worried about that.
It's got to be a proud moment, too, just knowing that your boy is also kicking ass and, right. You know, he's, you know, up and coming or the next, like, mm-hmm. That's exciting,
it's,
bro.
It's a lonely sport, boxing, man. It's a lonely sport.
Yeah.
It's a lonely sport. Hell yeah, it's a lonely sport, especially in the pros. And when we was on Team USA, we were all on Team USA 3 years. So we kind of, but we all stayed 3 years. We won it 3 years in a row, so
yeah.
We built the relationship. Well, we got used to seeing each other, you know, we was
heck
all...
Yeah.
So we kind of built a family, so to say. So, you know, now we go to each other's fights. Like,
heck yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We be seeing each other, you know, when we not fighting and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We might, you know, fly to Vegas or something like that. I don't know. We always hang out. And not just me and Keyshawn, even all my other teammates, me and Tiger, me and Duke, mm-hmm. we all do that. I'm the closest with Keyshawn and the brothers, but. You know, me, Tiger, me and Duke, me and Jerry, we all still hang out, link up, support each other the same way.
Absolutely,
Duke,
bro.
I haven't heard Duke's name in a while. He hasn't been very active, right?
He cool. Duke coming back. He coming back in the mix. He has some injuries, but coming back, yeah.
No, that was actually a really good segue, Paul, because brotherhood. What about just the, Shakur? Shakur used to box at Alexandria, right? Is there any... connection still, because I know Steph has talked about it before. Like, he doesn't really, you know, now he does the Houston thing, right? Is that right?
He's
out of Houston now, right?
They
you know, he doesn't really rep Alexandria. He doesn't really rep that connection. I mean, it's either Jersey or Houston.
Shakur rep Newark.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But so again, he used to fight out of this gym.
Yeah.
At one point, it says, so is there any brotherhood there? Is there any connection
there's
there?
Still
any...
brotherhood there. I ain't no hate towards Shakur. Yeah, that's my bro.
Bad, but, you know.
You know, Shakur, that's my bro. Honestly, Shakur helped me. Honestly, you know, the people that was going there to look for Shakur, you feel me? They saw me.
So they got to see you while you was there. Okay.
Yeah. So
that was like a little gateway. Yeah. If it weren't for
Shakur, I probably wouldn't have got Jay Prince. Or,
same looks.
Or
yeah.
Or some of them looks.
That's fine.
Yeah, I didn't notice you with a Rap-A-Lot chain on. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's I think Shakur, man. Shakur, that's my brother. He did what he needed to do for the home team. He stayed here 6 years, and you know he. You know, he's doing his thing in Houston.
Mm. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. That's what's up, man.
Heck yeah, man. Yeah. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been, obviously not in the pros because you undefeated, but have you ever been in the ring with a nigga and at a certain point you like, yeah, I can't fuck with this nigga?
Mm-mm.
It's never happened?
Nah. Mm. Swear to God.
Good.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I told you, man. Me and him.
We
So you said you spanked him.
Well, yeah, he had that moment when he fought me.
Yeah, he said he spanked you.
You was 30 pounds heavier. So I mean,
now it was 30.
First
it was
20.
Now,
yeah,
first I will say this. I've had a moment where it's like, all right, say I've been slacking off for a little bit, and I spar somebody. Hey, that's nice, you feel me? He did a little good. He did good against me, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, I got to step my game up. All right, you know what I'm saying? I got moments like that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have no moments where, nah, I feel like my game is, you know, my game is like, is I don't say uncomparable, but I don't know. You can't really compare me to my old school fighter. I feel like my style
confident.
Is uncomparable.
Yeah.
Style.
Word. Who did you look up to?
Yeah.
When you started out?
Antoine Douglas.
Okay.
Yeah, that's who I wanted to fight like growing up. So, I mean, I boxed.
I don't know who that nigga is.
Action.
Sort of finesse before and all that. And then action came, like, I think, what, my third year or something like that. And then I wanted to be like him.
Gotcha.
You know. So, you know, they're that's why people were, that's why they call me the Transformer, though, too, though. Because, you know, I'd be like, I'm cool right now. You wouldn't think I'd be as aggressive as I am in the ring and all that. And, you know, I get in the ring, I'm aggressive. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You at work
and all that, Yeah, so
facts.
Gotcha. So is that a name that the people gave you? Is that the name that you just ran with?
Nah, K gave me that name.
Gotcha.
He said. So let me tell you the story. I talked to this guy named James. So in the beginning of my boxing,
Mike,
I ain't gonna lie, it took me 3 years to get a fight.
Mike,
took me 3 years to get a fight. So I started when I was 8. I didn't fight till I was 11. I was trash in the beginning. I ain't gonna lie.
Gotcha.
So I was beating up people in my gym, but when they was bringing people from over the bridge, yeah, they was making me cry. You feel me? But,
now, I've
you
been
know
there.
What I'm saying? My dad was going to pull me out, but I was just like, hell no, I'm not about to keep letting these guys, I'm competitive, so I'm not about to keep letting them, you know, whoop me. So, you know, I came back, and then, you know, I started having some success. You know, I won my first fight, then lost my next two, and then went on like a, I will say, I ain't going to cap. Like a 10 fight streak.
Nice.
Yeah. And I start having some success. But James came back. James used to be in the gym when I was getting whooped on, crying and stuff. Then he disappeared and Kay was calling him and was like, yo, like, you know, Troy nice now and all that. You feel me? And then we had a show in Baltimore, and then, you know, I was about to fight again, and, you know, I'm moving around. I'm real nervous. I'm just nervous, jittery and all that. And then James like, yo, I don't know about Troy, man. Kay, like, man, Troy, you good. He gonna transform. He good. Just chill.
He gonna transform.
Yeah, he good.
That's tight. You know,
and then the
transformation, you know, happened.
Yeah.
The fight came.
And that was
know,
it.
I lit it up, and
yeah.
He was like, yeah.
The transformation has occurred.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
Okay, man.
Where did Chuck at? Who is that, Mattel? Who is that? Have you been in talk? Seriously, like, is anybody in terms of Transformers? Like,
marketing,
have you got
PR?
Yeah, like, no, like, have you got any? Have you got any of them checks? Have you got
I'm
any?
Trying,
yeah,
I'm trying to be a Thanos, man.
They need a slide. Transformers need a holler. Like, this is the perfect time too.
Hey, man, say, man.
Absolutely.
Like, entertainment, nigga, over the
word. You know, speaking of which, dog, I want to get to the other side of boxing. So, like, you know, you're starting to do your 1-2. You're professional now. You're meeting people, you know what I mean? Like, well, what's the other side like? Is there any perks? I mean, I know I've seen you met Floyd Mayweather, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know a couple people now. I mean, Jay Prince, you got the Rap-A-Lot chains on. Like,
but I picked him up. He was just coming from church with Andre Ward.
Awesome, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So... That's what I'm saying. You know, what's the perks like? Is the other side beautiful?
Yeah, it is. It is. But I mean, I ain't in it yet. Right now, you know, I still got to stay focused. So, you know,
of course,
I can get in the door. But I can see that it's almost there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, showing me love, or, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that you know what I'm saying, when I was having flat fights, you know what I'm saying, that I would have to go say what's up to, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You look beautiful, your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Now they're chasing you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just stay on the right path. And,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Were you mentioning how important is, I guess, church or being a child of God?
But back to your question though, it's like free tickets. You feel me? So you get a lot of free tickets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You traveling more. So, I mean, it's cool. Mm-hmm. It's cool. You know, they ask you to come to fights more. You know, you on the scene more, and you just get treated more like you matter more.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm single.
So you just focus,
man. Ready to mingle.
Gotcha.
I was, but not right now.
Yeah,
not right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right now it's lock-in time. I'm, you know, mm-hmm. I got
yeah. Contract. He got contender status.
Man. Is church important to you at this stage?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Awesome.
I feel like I kind of lost. I wouldn't say lost myself, but I don't know, man. The professionals, you know, dealing with the business side was hard, you know, in the beginning. So I kind of felt like I wouldn't say mentally weak, but I don't know. I kind of lost myself for a little minute and stuff like that. So I felt like, and I had a relationship with Jesus, my own relationship with Jesus, but I felt like the relationship I had with Jesus was, some of it was more of other people's understanding as far as not mine. So I wanted my own learning and understanding as far as, and then I didn't read the Bible. So, you know, I had to get on, you know, start reading the Bible and stuff like that.
To make it the truth your own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I think that's amazing. Especially you becoming who you are and, you know, utilizing that relationship as a center, you know, to fall back on. Like, yeah, I champion that, brother.
And then, I mean, also, too, though, you know, I was doing stuff, you know, that I shouldn't have been doing and shit like that. I ain't want to do it no more.
I still am. I mean,
you feel me? It felt, but I could feel the, I could feel God, you know, pulling on me, you know, telling me to, you know, come on. And then also, you know, as I was doing it, you know, I'd be like, man, I don't want to do it no more. It wasn't fun to me anymore.
So, yeah. That's sweet, man. So no relationship, because I'm always curious, like, because they always
boxing, bro.
Yeah,
boxing killed me, bro.
Yeah,
I mean, I dated a few girls in high school, but
boxing is your relationship. Yeah, man.
But even like having having sex though, right? Because I've heard that you shouldn't even engage in any type of sexual activity. Maybe like a
different
week.
Strokes for different folks, but I will say on a pro level,
strokes is an interesting word.
Yeah, that's
on a pro level. I will say yes. But I mean, you good amateurs. It's three rounds.
You can get it done.
It just depends on who you fighting.
Yeah,
you gotta know who you fighting. So I mean, if you fighting a dude where you gotta use your legs or you know what I'm saying,
your legs,
you shouldn't need your legs or you know what I'm saying. you might need some strength. You know what I'm saying? So you might not want to be, you know what I'm saying, doing all that. You find somebody that you might got to calm them down, you know, with your power or something like that. So
it's like fighting after smoking the indica. Yeah, nah. I mean, it's not happening.
When does it go from 10 to 12 rounds?
So I mean, I'm at 10 rounds now, title fights, but I say when I fight for a real title, it'll get to 12.
Gotcha.
Which title did you just win?
The NABO.
Okay.
That's a ranking. Well, they got me ranked in the WBC 13 right now. WBO, they BSing on updating their rankings. I don't know when they're going to update them, but they BSing right now. But for sure, we want Carlos Adames for sure. So we going for the WBC right now.
All
right,
gotcha. So that's a good segue. So if you could map it out and everything goes according to plan, what's your next three fights?
My next three fights.
Who you want for the next three? I know Jenna Beck is in there somewhere,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we want Jenna Beck for sure. Jenna Beck might be the first. Jenna Beck on our side, for real. He on the top rank side. But, I mean, right now he ain't make weight, so we don't know what he's going to do right now. But if I can map out my next two or three fights, I mean, I would love to get Denzel Bentley. That's a person Jenna Beck defended his title against. So, you know what I'm saying? Why not, you know, I want to beat some people, you know, that he's fought. Show them the level that I'm on.
Kind of force his hand a little bit, right?
Yeah. So, you know, I would love to get a Denzel Bentley fight. And then, you know what I'm saying? He fought, you know, some former champs as well. So that'll, you know, give me some experience too. So, you know, Denzel Bentley fight be good. I would love a Carlos Adames fight, you know, for the world title.
Have you fought any of these guys before? And you know, as far as like amateur,
none of them before. But I sparred at Adames my last camp before my last fight.
Oh, so you already know.
Yeah,
gotcha.
And he got the belt right now.
Yeah, I sparred twice.
Yeah, we need to get that.
Absolutely.
All right.
I mean, nah. Right now, I want the champions.
Right.
I want all the champions. But I will say, I would love to get a Denzel Bentley fight, and then you know, Carlos Adames. But we'll see.
Oh, Denzel, man, stop ducking, man. Come on,
come
get this
on
work.
From London, man. Come across
work.
The bridge, man.
Get this come across, orders, come across man. The pond. That's where he's from.
I make a few calls. I got you.
That's where he's from.
Oh,
man.
I got you, man.
I'm still connected. Still connected. That's
where you started fighting.
Yeah. Well, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I heard they knife game out there.
Yeah, yeah.
But they don't have no guns.
We have guns, but it's minimal.
I had the Rap-A-Lot chain on out there. My dad like, don't be wearing that.
They'll throw acid on you out there. They want some different, some weird
what
shit.
What it is that...
Acid?
They throw acid on niggas.
What it is that...
I don't know. They throw
car batteries.
Car, yeah, facts.
That's crazy.
It's very easy.
From where?
Car batteries.
Yeah.
Car batteries got acid in it?
Yeah.
All batteries have acid in it.
Yeah.
You can pop that lid and pour some out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
They throw it on you for your chain.
But you can also buy acid from like product Amazon. I mean, it's not as hard to get. But a lot of people from England are from, like, you know, they come from different countries. You know what I'm saying? Like, knife and a machete, that's an African thing. So a lot of Africans living in London.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, Caribbean people. Yeah, so that's regular. Yeah,
and like I said, guns is rare, you know? Guns is for big dogs. Like,
my dad had a shotgun when I was growing up in London. But, you know, it's just not as popular. It's very scarce.
It was probably from 1947.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Guns are scarce. Like, they're not old school revolvers out there. Like,
Yeah.
They don't got nothing brand new.
Nah. They didn't dug them joints up.
Mm-mm. Unless you're in a mob or something.
Cops ain't even got them.
Yeah, the cops don't even have them.
The cops don't even have them. Right. Nobody has them.
So, as far as sparring, though, I was looking at one of your interviews, and you was talking about how you were sparring with Bud, right? What's that like?
That's good. I mean, honestly, I like to spar against, world champion, top competition level, because that's going to let me know where I'm at.
Right.
Honestly, if I'm good enough to compete at that level.
For a second, though, you like, you know what? I probably can beat you. Like, have you ever felt that way?
I feel like that.
I just caught him, too.
Yeah, I just caught him. Like, what?
You can't let that, you know what I'm saying, get through your head. It's sparring, so.
Because everyone has a good day, and sometimes you have your off days, too.
Yeah.
And these sparrings of, what, 3 rounds?
Nah. Sparring could be 10 rounds. Sparring could be 30 rounds.
30 rounds is madness.
That's insane.
You got technical, you know what I'm saying? You and y'all in there heated, you know what I'm saying? He may get off the last round. You're like, one more.
Yeah.
And then I get off on you.
one more. Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is one more.
Yeah. Until it's done.
Yeah, until it ain't going to be done. He's going to keep saying one more.
That's crazy.
To the coach, like, man, y'all get up out of here. You know what I'm saying?
the lights is going on.
If I'm not mistaken, Canelo was talking about he might give Bud, you know.
At 168.
At 168, but I don't think that Bud would take that fight at 68.
Yeah, I don't think, I've been saying that. I don't think Bud should go to 68. Yeah. That's crazy. 60? Maybe.
What does he weigh now?
He's 54.
Wow. That's
60 pounds.
54.
That's
a
lot.
Coming from 47, where he campaigned at for a long time.
That's a lot of weight to put on.
Let me throw some fights out there for you since we be talking about that. And you just tell me one word who you think going to win and why. Right? So, Shakur and Tank. That's the conversation right now.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Shakur and Tank is 50-50 because, I mean, it's 50-50, so I mean, it's a simple. I mean, you can see Shakur boxing his ass out.
Facts.
For 12 rounds of him not touching Shakur.
And winning, you know, like a 9-3, Jones.
Winning
or something.
Like an 8-4, 9-3. I can see Shakur doing that. Shakur's talented enough to box him out for 12 rounds. Or, you know, this is not, I don't want to see this, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? But it could happen to, you know what I'm saying, Shakur boxing him out and Tank catches him.
Yeah. It's a possibility.
Yeah, so it's a possibility, yes. Right. It's 50-50.
All right. And you spar with both of these individuals, but Bud and Boots.
I told my last person, don't even ask.
Jerron Ennis, for those who don't know who Boots is.
That's 50-50 too. I'm avoid that question.
Okay. all right. So Keyshawn and T.O., because I know Keyshawn been calling T.O.'s name a lot.
Walking with Keyshawn, okay. Man. T.O., what's up, man? Come on, man.
All right, and this one, I think, to me, might be... It's not the biggest fight to make, but entertainment value. I think Bam and Inoue is a hell of a fight. If they can get to the weight, you know what I'm saying, and make that happen. So who you got next?
I think Inoue a little too strong for him. But Bam sharp and technical. But I think he could beat Inoue. He just got to fight him smart. Because I feel like if you fall into like a trading match with him, it might wear him down in the later rounds. And you know what I'm saying? He might not be as strong. It's a 50-50 fight, but I'm going to say Inoue just because I'm going to edge when I'm a little bit more on the power.
Okay. All right. Mm. I think that's the most entertaining fight in the sport, for real, if they can make it happen.
I would say Boots and Bud, if they can make that happen, that'll be an entertaining fight.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to leave, you know what I'm saying, what I think will happen. Yeah. If it's interesting.
So I ain't going to speak on that one.
Definitely 50-50, though.
What you got?
You got a question?
Okay.
What?
No questions.
Error.
Nothing.
Come on, Cam.
He's soaking up knowledge. Cam will be here in 5 years.
Yeah.
You know?
So you seen Cam fight.
Yeah.
What you think of Cam? You're a professional. He up and coming. You know, he trying to get there. His goals, his intentions is to get there. What you think of Cam?
What I think?
I mean, you know what?
You seen the man? You think he got it? You know, you think he can get there? Do you think he can turn professional one day?
If you would have looked at me my first day in my first couple days in the gym and asked me that question, I probably would have told you no.
Right.
But my dad probably been like, hell nah, he ain't.
Yeah.
Feeling it. So I wouldn't say nobody can't be nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's what teachers, you know, be doing.
Absolutely.
But Cam quiet. He quiet and laid back. I feel like, you know, Cam still building up his confidence.
Yeah.
He's still building up his confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the more he fight, the more experience he gets, the you know what I'm saying?
Better you going right. Gonna
get. But that's how I was, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You feel me? I was just, you know, I was a little more... I was a little more like
aggressive.
Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But in a pushover way, you feel me? I was like Cam in a way, but more aggressive. Like yeah. You know what I'm saying, you're not about to, you know.
Yeah, had a little more attack mode.
Yeah,
I guess that's that DC life. Uh huh.
But nah,
that part kicked in.
I mean, you know, I ain't looked at Cam fight in a minute.
Honestly. True.
I gotta look at a fight, but from what I see, Cam, you know, just stay focused, keep doing what he need to do. You know what I'm saying? Keep listening to his coaches, keep going to the gym every day. You know, stay focused. You know what I'm saying? Whatever goals he want to make, you know what I'm saying, he can achieve them.
Gotcha. Is IQ as important?
Yeah, IQ is important. Ring IQ is important because you gotta know what you gotta know what to do at the right time.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? When to do it. Hold him, you know what I'm saying? Don't try to fight him out of it, you know what I'm saying? Person hit you with a good shot, hey, take that eight count. You know? Hey, take that eight count, don't get dropped, and you know what I'm saying? Bounce right back up. It's easy to say, but... You know,
absolutely.
But IQ is very important, and you know what I'm saying? Skill is important. You know, nowadays, everybody's so big on power, because of Tank, but... You need some skills, dude.
Gotta have the skills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You gotta have skills.
Yeah, I'm more skilled than power.
Yeah.
In terms of like what I like to see and what I enjoy watching, like right. for a boxing match, I prefer to watch people box. I know it's not as entertaining, you know what I'm saying? Usually somebody doesn't get knocked out. It usually goes to the decision, but that's better to me than just somebody coming in the ring throwing haymakers and eventually they connect and somebody go to sleep. Like,
yeah. The art of boxing is not to get hit. It's not.
Yeah, right. It is.
Not to get hit.
And they want, you know, they want you to be punch drunk and then be like, oh, he was a good fighter.
Mm-hmm. But he can't speak in complete sentences anymore.
Right. This is my last, I guess, boxing thing, if you will. What do you think about the state of the heavyweight division right now? Because heavyweight has always been the driver, right? Everybody always been chasing the Holyfields, the Mike Tysons, the Lennox Lewis. It's always the Klitschko, bro. You know, it's always been heavyweight. So other than Wilder and Tyson Fury, we haven't seen very much of anything.
Okay.
What you think about the state of the heavyweight division, which is again usually a big driver?
I feel like heavyweight and you know middleweight, my weight has kind of died down. You know, heavyweight has died down because you know the Americans we ain't had no good American heavyweights.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Middleweight has died down just because the good fighters don't want to fight each other. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's why my weight died down because none of the guys want to fight each other.
Right.
So
nobody want to take the L.
But. I feel like it's still on the come up. I mean, I don't know if y'all watch Frank Sanchez lost, but y'all, you know, they got Jared Anderson.
Yeah.
That's your man.
Yeah.
You know. They got Jared Anderson, but it's a lot of European guys. You know, European guys that's, you know, up and coming in heavyweight, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jared holding it down for the US.
Jared Anderson solid. Jared Anderson solid.
I don't know. I mean, a lot of the bigger guys are playing football now.
True.
When they're not making it in football,
they wash out.
Coming back to boxing.
Right.
That's a lot of the
heavyweights you see. American heavyweights you see.
True to that. That's crazy.
Yeah, my man Tyson Fury.
I don't know. Do you look down upon that when like people from other sports come to? another sport and maybe dominate?
I don't knock it, bro. You just, I just thank God that I'm good at my sport.
No question. Yeah. Absolutely.
I just thank God that, you know what I'm saying, I don't got to be out here looking lost. You know what I'm saying? I know what I want to do.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, obviously, legacy fights are things you'd be looking for in the future.
Yeah.
As a young 24-year-old. 25, pardon me.
You good.
Yeah, September 5th, right?
Yeah.
You're not a, what are you, a Virgo?
Yeah, Virgo.
Okay. Yeah. I'm a Libra. But we got a few things in common, man.
Who cares?
Boxing and all that. I'm sorry.
So who cares?
This relating to the young brother.
We don't.
That's
care.
All. But since, like, so, you know, you have these contracts, you know, circling around you. Obviously, you're not looking for the money thing. But just outside of all that, right? When it's all said and done, what is one word you want people to use when mentioning your name?
The GOAT. Yeah.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Word.
Nice.
The GOAT.
Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to achieve for. Man. Hell yeah.
Nah, I love it. I love it.
That's what you're supposed to achieve for.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, most boxing careers last, what, like maybe 15, 20 years?
No. Shorter than that? Not even close.
Yeah. Not even close?
Not even close.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're like running backs.
I just felt like.
Your first contract is 4 years, 4 or 5 years.
Well, am I wrong for this thinking growing up, like, people who box for like 10, 15 years?
Yeah, but you're only thinking about the people at the top of the game that you're hearing about.
Well, I see that,
lucky,
right?
You lucky to make it for 10 to 15 years deep, but yeah.
That's crazy.
Usually 3-4 years. The first contract is 4 to 5 years. So, you know what I'm saying? You make it through there, then that's when you know what I'm saying? That's when you get the you know, the big money.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel like for every person you know about and hear about, it's probably like 100 washouts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Nowadays, you know, one loss.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap, especially top right here. One loss is a wrap. They cut.
Gotcha. So, is Spence fighting anytime soon? Because I know he lost to Bud, right? That was his last fight?
Spence lost at the top.
Yeah, right.
He got a belt.
Gotcha. So that's.
Top and I'm fighting a champion. Yeah, when I lose to a champion, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, right. It's a champion.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I know you mentioned what got you or who you were looking up to when you first started fighting, but were you a big Tyson fan growing up?
No, I was more so. I feel like Tyson was one dimensional. Right. So, you know what I'm saying? I like variety.
Bernard Hopkins.
I wasn't too into Roy. Roy was flashy, and by the time I started watching it, he was getting knocked out.
He was getting knocked out.
yeah.
He was getting knocked out. It was like a button on the top of his head.
He was still sharp, Roy was just totally athletic. But nah, I'm all right, so Hagler, James Toney.
Yeah, James Toney.
Hagler, Toney, Holyfield.
He can't talk now either, but
yeah.
Yeah, Tony.
That's because he's just sitting there slaying him. Thanks.
Hagler, Tony, Holyfield was probably who I fight like. Now, that's who I kind of emulated my game after, you know what I'm saying? But as I've been pro, you know, since I ain't been getting the knockouts, you know, I've been watching a lot of thinkers and boxers, pure boxers. I've been watching a lot of Floyd and Andre Ward. Mm-hmm. Andre, because he we're the same size and stuff like that, so we can maneuver and stuff like that. Then also, you know, that's big. Time about, you know, God and, you know, my career and stuff like that. And then, you know, Floyd, you know, he won every match.
Yeah, Floyd just legend. Like,
why wouldn't you watch Floyd?
Absolutely.
50 fights.
Yeah.
50 and 0.
Dude, that's insane.
All shoulder.
Yeah, I kind of copied him a little bit. My last fight, I watched him against Robert Guerrero, so I was like, I'm where I'll go.
That's what's up, man. So, are you sponsored by anybody right now?
Venom? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. That's what's up, man. Indeed, man.
Yeah.
Troy, the Transformer. Is it the Transformer or just Transformer?
You can say Transformer.
Yeah. Transformer.
Transformer. Isley.
No, absolutely,
Rem is the
man.
Publicist. You need to get him that deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just gotta holler at Michael Bay or somebody.
Megatroy.
Yeah. Somebody.
Ooh. Absolutely. No, we gonna get it cracking. You know, Pause. Maybe.
It's kind of.
design some shirts for you and all, man. You know what I mean? We definitely exchanged information regarding your brother and his Nike contract.
Yeah. We ain't forgot about that. Nah.
No.
Because he's serious.
I'm dead serious.
He's serious.
And the judge.
You got to have it.
And the judge.
And hold on. Talking about Isaac Brothers.
Isaac Brothers.
You got to give the judge some time, bro. He's still
on the come up.
Yeah, that takes time.
Yeah, but he's still connected. I might get a driving ticket. I mean, he can still help me out with that.
Yeah, I got some tolls.
He got, yeah.
I don't know where you thought you came at, but everybody here be looking for the plug.
Good. Yeah, that's what we do. We're scavengers, man. They lock on.
They be leeching.
Absolutely, man. But we like to do this thing, right, where we say amen, and then people say man. It's that segue to like different topics and whatnot. But amen.
Say man.
There you go. You know, recently there was an unfortunate shooting concerning Miss Sonya Massey out of Illinois.
Massey, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've seen the video, but it's kind of graphic. You know, guy named Officer Grayson, you know, he's called to a house because this woman felt like there was an intruder.
Yeah.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. you know, he walks in and it just gets weird within 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Right? But it was much longer?
No.
Oh, yeah. So she's in the kitchen and they're going back and forth. And I don't want to laugh about this.
They went from the backyard, though.
They were in the backyard.
Yeah,
they left. They were leaving.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they saw the car because the car's windows
were smashed in.
And then they came back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he walks in and then she has like this pot boiling of water, whatever. And then she goes, in Jesus' name I rebuke you.
Even before that, she on the couch going through information.
Oh, yeah, they were talking. Yeah.
Because he's asking her for all this information. Yeah, and then the other part that kind of got me was you invited her to the kitchen to go turn it off.
Yeah. You told her to go, right.
You told her to go and do it. Then she had the pot that didn't look like it. Maybe what was in it was boiled out. So
that was
it didn't have
it didn't look boiling.
Yeah, it didn't look like it had anything in it. It looked like she was putting something in it so that it wouldn't burn.
Right.
It like it had water in it, but it ain't like it
was it like sizzling.
It hadn't got there yet.
Yeah, right. It didn't pose a threat, bottom line. She didn't pose a threat.
Well, even before that, when they first got there, before they came into the house, when she answered the door, their first question was, what took you so long to answer the door? Excuse me, my nigga. I called you to come here and help me.
Yeah,
like that. That's like an interrogative question. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, what took me? I was in the bathroom. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
What difference is it?
But then David called you though. But David Butter was probably like, well, you called me. You should have been a little more, you know, ready.
I mean, if there's somebody intruding you, you might have been hiding.
That too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Yeah.
But when she says, "In Jesus' name, I rebuke," she says it twice, and then he's like, "No, you're not."
Right. Yeah. If you do,
I'm not trying to get deep with this, right? But I just have to say, right? And maybe some of you guys have read this, maybe you haven't, but it's interesting when she mentioned the name, because in the Bible you see this often, bro, especially in the New Testament, where people are possessed, they call them impure spirits. And when a demon knows Jesus is around them, the first thing they say is, pretty much, who sent you? It's not our time yet. Please don't torture us. So it was interesting that as soon as she said Jesus' name, he's like, no, you're not, and shoots her. Like, it was just, it was.
He said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he just
went. And that's what we say when.
No question.
When things are, I mean, I say that. I don't always say it out, but I can be around someone. And whatever's in them can see what's in me.
Yeah.
Feel like it's posing a threat, and I know it's not the person.
Right.
And
it's the spirit that's in them.
And I automatically say it in my head.
Yeah.
And whatever's going on, it ceases.
Yeah.
Because it has to.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it was just, you know, because I've been reading the New Testament off a lot, just going back from Mark, Matthew's, Luke, John, whatever. And now that you notice in these different scenarios where, like, anyone who's, like, possessed, you know, they're like, oh, shit, here he comes. You know what I'm saying? What you gonna do to me?
Uh-oh,
don't
Richard.
Kill me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But in to the story itself, again, very unfortunate,
this is like
very tragic.
Real time now.
But like, what prompted him to do that? Like, what made you say, "Let me shoot you"?
But
in
even
the face.
But still,
he didn't even have his body cam on. So that already is like a red flag.
And she went down to the ground.
Yeah,
with her hands up before he even shot.
She said, "Okay, sorry."
She
put her hands up. But he didn't even have his body cam on, so that to me just bothers me. Anyway, we would have never seen it if his partner didn't have that on.
Right.
Oh, 100%. And they would have tried to clean it up.
And I feel like his partner had
it
on because he knew he was riding with this wild dude.
Yeah, I feel
and y'all
like
put me with him for today, and now I'm gonna make sure my stuff is on.
Just a little history on dude. I can't remember his name, but that was the fifth apartment he had worked for in 3 years. He had two DUIs.
Yeah, his last name is Grayson.
Right. So what was he doing working for them anyway?
Yeah.
Like his fiance's grandfather, I believe, is the chief of police for them. So that's why he got the job.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he got plugged in.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, so that's probably why the father of Massey says, he says that he should resign, the chief should resign, the sheriff, chief sheriff or whatever.
Yeah, but putting him on probably.
Oh, so that's, so now that makes sense to me because I didn't understand why he was saying that and probably because I just didn't read that far back.
Well, he should resign anyway just for employing someone that had been with five different departments in 3 years.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have the credentials to even continue to be a cop.
But what's the threat, though? I mean, like, yeah, she could throw the water on you, but you were in complete control of this situation. Dude. Like, you could take 2 steps back, and that water is not even a threat to you anymore.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
He was literally, like, 10 feet away from
you. And to Rim's point, make your point about the taser.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, cops' jobs are very difficult. So, like, I understand that you may feel that your life is in threat for whatever reason, even though it's a pot of boiling water we're talking about. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, your immediate reaction was to pull your gun, right? But when you look down and you realize it's a pot of boiling water, maybe you make the switch real quick. Right. Let me put the gun away and swap this over to the taser. Because I tase the fuck out you.
No question.
You're not throwing a pot of boiling water on me. I'm tasing the fuck out you. I'm putting you on the ground. I don't care if you're an old lady, whatever you are. If I think you're about to throw this pot of boiling water on me, I'm tasing the fuck out. Shooting you in the head.
I think it's something that you said like a week or so ago on the show when you said that some people just get up and they just have an edge for something.
Yeah.
You know, like when we were
talking about that, he might have had a day
to do something.
Yeah, like, he might have had a bad day.
I just need to do something.
But that's not a reason to take a life.
Right. Not saying that it's right, but he mentally probably has a problem. These officers need evaluations.
100%. Swap it out to the taser, man.
That's crazy.
100%. They need them yearly or every 6 months or whatever. But
they need to be evaluated.
I feel like they need to be hired from within the community.
I agree with that, too.
At the end of the day, I feel like you got motherfuckers coming from places that they're not even aware or used to these type of conditions, and they scared. Scared people do real shit.
100%.
Yeah, that's what I said. Cops' jobs are difficult, but you switch to the non-lethal version.
Even if you hire from within the community, it still has to be some kind of like 6 month, 1 year evaluation, like every year, because I need to know what's going on in your household, in your life.
Yeah.
If you're going to be coming out here,
Shit to work.
Right, don't bring your bullshit to work.
No, I agree.
Your stress and the pressures of your life.
You're drinking every day of the week, except for when you come to work. Like,
what you and your wife going through? What's happening in your household?
Yeah, it should be a psychic evaluation.
And somebody had to have noticed that something was off about this officer for some time. Because even when he came out and the other officers was asking him questions, the look on their face was like, no. You just went over the edge today. Because the look that they had on them as a team was like, he does have a problem. The questions they were asking him.
Like, they coming to get you, bro.
Yeah. But okay, hold tight.
You know you just fucked up, right?
Yeah, but just hold tight. Yeah, the last officer was like, yeah, okay, just hold tight right there. No, it's no problem. Just hold tight.
What do you guys think about Biden's comment? He said, Sonya's death at the hands of a responding officer reminds us that all too often Black Americans face fears for their safety in many ways, of the rest of us do not.
I mean, he got a point, but I mean, the Biden ain't really do nothing while he was in office.
Yeah.
I mean, is that just a
that's a publicity?
Exactly. Is that more of a
but it's the whole thing. Publicity.
It's factual.
It's factual. It's factual. Yeah, I mean, how many times do we, whether Black or brown people, have to go through this for us to understand, like we're talking about right now? Like, cops need like psychic evaluations weekly. Like
100%.
That's what I'm saying. Like how many times does it have to happen for people to realize what you guys are talking about? As far as what cops need to make sure that they are mentally sound and able to do the job without, like you say, carrying home baggage and bringing it to the job.
Well, I think a lot of that shit starts at the top. Like, nigga, you got people it's a chain of command.
Yeah, but I don't think there's any commands unless you like in, I don't know.
You seen The Wire, my nigga. Yeah.
But specific to the Joe Biden comment, I mean, he's damned if he do, damned if he don't.
Oh, yeah, scenario. He had to say something.
If he says nothing, he's fucked. Yeah. Whatever he says is not enough. And not even that, if he said what you're saying, I'm going to make people do, you know, evaluations every week, da-da-da-da-da, somebody's going to be like, Biden, you can't do that. You don't got the power to do that. Mm-hmm. You can say that all you want, but you don't got the power to make every state do that and every county do that. And
I mean,
those are state-oriented things. Like, he doesn't have the power to do that. So he's damned if he do, damned if he don't.
Here we have a dude that's trying to get back in the office, is ready to give police officers full immunity.
Yeah, which is
for whatever
crazy.
They do.
Could you imagine?
Crazy. For whatever they do.
Yeah. Trump gave him like five, gave FBI like $5 million, right?
Oh, he had, that's what he gave the dude?
He gave the FBI or something like that, right?
I don't know.
That's crazy. Like
that. One of them.
Really?
He paid the gave a lot of the gave a lot of them.
I mean, again, like that just goes to show if Trump was actually the president, that this cop would have got immunity.
Oh yeah, he'd
that
been
is
good.
Scary.
He'd have been good.
Mm-hmm. That is scary. Scary. But the other thing that's scary good. Too is on a side note, because I don't want to get so political with everything, but every time there's this where
an election year,
yes,
oh yeah, it should happen.
It's the same type of situation.
Totally.
Like and with the same type of people.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, absolutely.
It used to be some type of sickness too.
Right, some sort of illness.
Oh, that's coming around. There's something right now that's going around.
Every election year, 2012, 2016, I don't know the names, 2012, Swine 16, flu. 20, 24, there's been a publicized unarmed shooting.
Trayvon Martin. Mm-hmm. What's the other?
Michael Brown.
Michael, Freddie Gray.
Freddie Gray.
Sandra Bland.
George Floyd.
Yeah.
It's always election years that you hear about it, because it happens on the anywhere.
Yeah, it happens anywhere. Yeah. Man.
Yeah, the shits.
We live in it's like the Truman Show, my nigga.
Think so?
Real shit. It's like we live in it. This is the Hunger Games. I say this shit all the time, my nigga. It's shit is being like we're puppets, my nigga.
This is like a simulation.
Yes, bro. They just dropping shit in here every now and then just to fuck up the game and change shit around, but it's ultimately just gonna be the same ending. Real shit.
It's concerning.
I don't think so.
It's concerning. You don't think so, what?
I don't think we're puppets. I think shit just happens and they manipulate accordingly. Like, oh, bet that happened? Bet. We can ride off of that. Oh, that happened? Bet. We can work with that. We can use this. We can use that. I don't think it's...
I will say this, though. Drop. And I'm going to leave it at this, but I know, like, 2 weeks ago, from the last week, we were talking about how the whole Trump assassination was...
Frame.
Yeah, fixed, right? No, I mean, that's what I think. And the FBI, I forgot his name, but he was talking about how it didn't... It was conceivable the way that the shots went off, and the fact that they found all the bullets except for the bullet that supposedly Trump was injured by.
Right.
And then like hours after that,
frame
Trump, you know, they come out later. The same FBI, whatever organization, was like, well, yes, it has been deemed that or conclusive that this wasn't staged. But I'm like, I don't know about that, man.
Yeah, I don't either.
You know, like, what changed for you to have, you know, your position when you're questioning? Like,
apparently, somebody died, didn't he?
Well,
somebody died.
I think a fireman.
A lady got hit with a stray bullet or something like that.
Yeah.
But that, all I've heard about that was when it happened. I heard about it afterwards.
Man, we're just the times that we're living in right now is just like, it's comical, time. Man. It's comical because you don't know what to believe and part, then not part, believe
part of my
and
dogs.
Then give a fuck.
Yeah.
Are you dogs?
Yeah.
I got a taser. Next time I'm gonna bring it.
Oh, fun fact, Troy hates huskies, by the way.
Only huskies.
He said we got to the door, he said, what kind of dogs are those?
husky Shar-Pei mix. They mix with Shar-Pei too.
That was his goons though, man.
That's crazy.
All they do
man.
Is bark, bro.
Yeah, that's all they do.
Once I pet them, though, I just gotta feel them out a couple times.
Yeah. They ain't gonna bite.
It's gonna take like four times, and then after the fourth time, and all right, they cool.
Yeah, they'll be all right.
They ain't got no bite.
You got two of them.
They brothers, man. They brothers, man. They came from the same litter. Shit, I gotta go to deal on them.
He got a deal.
Got the BOGO. Buy one get.
How long you had them for?
Shit, a year.
And they still puppies.
I got
them
when they was 6 weeks.
Right. So they still puppies. They still young.
4 to 6 weeks, something like that.
They still going?
No. I took them back to get like some immunizations and shit like that. They said that they're not probably getting no more bigger than what they are.
Yeah. Mm. I feel like they're going to get a little bit bigger. They're only a year old.
They might get a little wider. They might get a little, but I don't think they get no taller. Like,
you feed them? So? Why you feed them? Like you feed them like steaks?
No, I don't do all that shit. I'm not like a dog guy like that.
Niggas get kibble.
Just kibble. Just regular kibble. The country shit.
Yeah.
They get like this nature shit. They get like some organic shit because one of them was itching real bad. I think the grain or some shit like that was too much for him. So his hair started coming out and shit. So he had allergies to the shit. So now I get him some like organic shit. no grain, no wheat, some shit like that. So
Steph's gonna bring his dog over here soon enough, and that junk on.
Both the type of dog you got?
Yeah, it's a 75% pit, 25% cane corso. So.
I'd rather pay his dog.
Absolutely. Yeah. That sounds like trouble.
Cool. Your dog probably like this too.
He only 4 months, but yeah,
he got them paws too.
But he's gonna be big though, right?
Yeah, he's supposed to be between like 70 and 110.
That's one of them joints you feed like raw chicken and shit.
I cook it up for him though, put it in some rice and some broccoli or something. But
you do that already?
I have once. But
you gonna be scared of it?
It was his idea. He wanted the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically got it for him.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's a lot. I'm not picking up no shit.
That's gonna be his trainer partner. He about to jog with the dog. Yeah. He about to jog with the dog.
That was supposed to be the deal. It doesn't happen. But
I'm not picking up shit, bro.
You want a Frenchie?
That's what I want.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Them motherfuckers don't bark that much.
Fuck
that.
Cool.
They got breathing problems.
They got breathing.
Then they snore, dogs. I heard. Like,
Nah, Keyshawn told me his dog was snoring.
Yeah, they snore.
That's a no-no. I can't. Like, that's a no-no, bro.
I'm not doing
I can't have a dog that snores. I can't deal with a human being that snores. That's insane.
Why are you pointing at me?
You're
Snorlax? Yeah, yeah. Your dad gets busy.
Oh, busy.
Your dad gets busy.
You're a Snorlax.
Your dad gets busy.
Snorlax.
It is insane.
This is crazy.
Yeah, he's the Snorlax of Snorlaxes.
I don't believe it.
That's
never
insane,
heard it.
Man.
Well, yeah,
most
never
people
heard
snore
it.
Don't I'm... hear themselves snore, child.
Nah, I wake myself up sometimes. Not my husband.
That's crazy. Damn. How you wake yourself up from your
snore? Scare yourself?
I've been told I snore sometimes too. I ain't know I snore like that.
I snore sometimes too, but not like Steph.
I had my tonsils taken out.
Did you? He pointed to me too. He used to like to sleep to the sound of my snoring.
Did you?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Why would you put that on blast?
That's crazy.
This is weird.
When did you realize your dad was a human, not a bear? When did that kick in? 5, 6? No, okay.
Oh my god.
Well, listen.
Got to turn my man.
Get one or two.
As always, you know, we do an album review.
Yeah.
I forgot all about that.
Yes, indeed. Before we wrap up, matter of fact, this was. Oh, that wasn't your.
That was your selection.
You
selected
it
to the list, but you selected it.
Okay, Lil Yachty. Let's start here, right?
Yes, sir.
Album came out in 2023.
Yes, 23.
Man, what can I say? Well, first and foremost, I just believe that Yachty is the culture right now, especially for kids growing up. You know what I'm saying? Generation
Z? Generation's Young Thug.
What is it?
Yeah, Young Thug generation was like my high school.
High school?
Yeah, that was a little bit before.
The long shirts.
What year you graduated? What year you graduated? 2012?
2017.
Sheesh.
Yeah, man.
I'm old as a bitch.
Slime season was coming out around that time. Yeah,
absolutely.
On top.
Absolutely. But now that Yachty's locked, Young Thug's locked up, I feel like Yachty has taken over. This album, I felt like was amazing. Just sonically, me personally, I'm into experimental rock, alternative music and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So just sonically, I thought the album was dope. I think it was just a great fusion between, hip hop and again, just that alternative sound. Production wise, I thought it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was many features, if any, besides.
I don't think so.
There was a couple of like female features.
Yeah, female singers and whatnot.
Background shit. Nothing like that, no.
Yeah, but I enjoyed it. I mean, it's not my first time listening to it. I mean, I listened to it when it first dropped, but I just felt like the album, it's, might be a stretch, but I felt like this album could be timeless.
Yeah, it is timeless in my opinion.
I think the album's timeless,
my
man.
My man got some production on here and shit. Alchemist.
Let's start.
That's the one we listened to on the way up.
Yeah.
Let's start here. Yeah, that joint's fire. I added it to the list because it's one of my favorite joints. That joint's amazing. It's got all types of good hits on there. Pretty, Drive Me Crazy, Paint the Sky, multiple hits on there. Yeah, let's start here. Yep. And matter of fact, if you go back to, Apple Music does the replay every year, show you like all the albums you listen to and shit like that. In 2023, I'm pretty sure this show was top 5, maybe top 3 for me in terms of like replay value and re-listens. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's just like, it's got a good vibe to it. So like he said, when it's classic or timeless, like you can just constantly replay it, even just have it in the background, being at the beach, being at the, you know, hanging out, cleaning up, doing something like it.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, it has a purpose for sure.
Yeah, it definitely has a nostalgic hit to it too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like a lot of songs are very retro oriented sounding.
Like I said, when we was in the garage, it gives me a Childish Gambino, Awaken My Love type of thing. It also, you know, it like, you know, we comped it to Thundercat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just it's on the same type of vibe. It will be in that same playlist. If I was to put together a playlist, I would have Thundercat, I would have this Lil Yachty joint in there, I would have like some Lucky Day in there. You know what I'm saying? Shit that's like, and some like some Childish Gambino, some shit that's like funkadelic, real vibey, real chill. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, groovy.
Just curious, you know, are you a fan of Yachty, Cam? No? Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan either, but you know, I'm a fan of music.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So if the shit got a vibe to it and I can rock with it, yeah, I'm gonna fuck with it. So I fuck with this album. I didn't really delve into dive into this motherfucking album and like listen to it and critique it.
Yeah.
But I just let it play. And just off the energy it gives off, it was like, yeah.
Awesome. Steph, did you get a chance to check it out?
Yeah, I listened to it. I think it's a vibe. I don't hate it. I think a lot of the songs sound the same. Like
it sounds similar.
I can see that.
At certain points, you don't know where one song ends and the next one starts. It's kind of like, that's the same song.
Yeah.
But yeah, nah, Pretty and Drive Me Crazy. Them joints stood out. You know, it's okay.
Gotcha. Who you checking for these days, Troy? Yeah. What you know? What gets you all pumped up before you beat a nigga's ass?
Put the mic.
Really? Wow.
Mike.
Yeah. DMX. 50.
It's all good.
DMX or 50 Cent.
Yeah. I can feel 50 on that poem.
That's powerhouse.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess.
That's perfect, actually. You know, I'm going to steal that real quick and segue us just to the next homework.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the list now. Mike has said recommended DMX is Dark and Hell is Hot.
Oh, word.
DMX's cool. First album. Yeah. So we're going to rock with that for the next album.
What album were you referring to? I'm just curious when you listen to DMX.
Here comes the boom.
Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom.
You're singing this album. Sorry.
Shout out Belly.
I like Flesh, Blood of My Blood.
That's the second one, right?
Yeah, second one. Yeah,
that's the second one in 1 year.
The first one. Yeah, I crank.
And what you want me to do? Kick your shit the hardest. It's about to go down. Niggas is ready to start shit.
Those are my songs. It's dark and hell is hot.
Yeah. And Flesh of My Flesh. Yeah.
Stop being greedy. We rap to Stop Being Greedy at the talent show.
Stop Being Greedy. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's what's up.
I'm in probably my favorite DMX song.
Dang. What's that? What's your favorite DMX song?
The Amen.
The Amen. Yeah, I got you.
So hold on. DMX first album came out when? What year was that?
98.
And you was born in 95?
I was born in 98.
98. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, his first album. He dropped two albums in 98.
Okay. Yeah, and he did the movie.
Belly was what, 98? Yeah,
were you 57? We discussed
Belly
this
was
already.
Pardon?
Belly was
99.
Belly came out 98.
Was you sure 98?
Belly came out 98.
I thought Belly was 99.
Yeah, I thought it was 99.
Fact
too.
Check that real quick, bro.
I thought it was 99 as well.
Let's see.
But I want to say Belly came out 98.
I think Belly the Wood.
I thought all that came out like that.
1998.
Belly.
What year? What month does it say?
Niggas.
November 4th, 1998.
It was almost 99, nigga. Shit, what's
up? I knew that's what he was driving at.
November?
What month is it?
November. November 99.
Because in 2 more months, it's going to be the new year.
Shit. Like, come on,
God,
nigga.
Like,
listen, man. We go.
Look, I got gray areas. True. I'm not black and white, nigga. I see gray.
We go by the Gregorian calendar, bro. This is...
Yeah. All right.
You know, 50 Cent only really got one good album. But you know
that's a fact.
If you want some singles, I can give you some singles.
50 Cent had one good album, you said?
He only had one good album. Get Rich or Die Trying. You know, the rest is, you know, some singles.
We did the second one for Homeboy.
We didn't do it. We gave it, and we had, that's when our break went. We didn't do the Massacre.
That jump was.
Yeah, no. Massacre is tough.
Massacre?
Massacre is tough.
Yeah, about. So Massacre? Hold on, hold on.
50 Cent?
Only got the guns come out.
Are you tripping? Candy somebody, shop? Somebody going to die tonight?
Just a little bit. All right, somebody going to die tonight,
fire. What you mean? Like, dig, a Baltimore Love thing? Baltimore Love things? Ski Mask Way?
Just go ahead. Pick the songs on there that I should listen to.
Yeah, like one, maybe two.
Shit, yeah. In My Hood? Niggas got me. What? Come on, the intro is crazy.
But they don't want
yeah,
we
go, no. What? Yeah, no. Nah, yeah. In My Hood. Somebody Gonna Die Tonight. Shit. The Out of Control remix is better than the original Out of Control. But Get In My Car, Ski Mask Way, Baltimore
Stop
Love
it.
Thing.
Get In My Car.
Rider Music. Come on, yeah. What you mean? Rider Music was crazy.
Bitch, Get In. Stop it.
Yeah. Get In. Yeah, nigga. That shit crank.
You want to do one from the bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pull something from the bowl. Yeah, we wrap this up, man.
Pull this out of here.
Wrap it up.
Word.
Who's that? That's Steph's handwriting? I can tell.
Why you say that every week?
I can tell.
We need to get some more questions in this bowl, though.
Facts.
Yeah. We running short.
We down to the cereal, you know, the little scrapings. What's something that happened to remind you that you aren't young anymore?
Oh, wow.
I'll go first.
There it is.
Yeah, you had a grandchild. That's an obvious one.
I mean, that is kind of obvious, but knowing that my daughter turned 21, that humbled me really fast.
Absolutely. Respect.
Because she's like really grown. She's like really doing things. She's not right. Like,
you
were
doing,
I guess it's considered fun, but like I'm thinking in my head, did I have that kind of fun?
You were doing a lot more than her.
It doesn't matter. But the problem is it's a reality that she just turned 21. And I, you don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I remember.
So that's Steph. My reality.
Recently I had an injury on vacation when I was on a banana boat. And they flipped the joint and I sprained my knee. So that was one. But the real one, we was in the pool one time, right? And back in the day when you getting out the pool and you young, you just hop up and push up on the side and just jump out that jump.
Yeah.
So I tried to do it.
He farted, didn't you?
No.
You obsessed,
yo. I didn't fart. I didn't fart.
It's crazy.
He does have a... It's a fetish. It's weird. It's nasty.
I don't have a fart fetish.
It's nasty. We get it. It's all right.
But anyway, I tried to push myself up on the side and I couldn't get all the way up. So I had to like put my knee up on the joint and then my other knee and it just looked crazy. Like, and I know my crack was out. I know my crack was out.
You're out here like GP.
Yeah, that was just embarrassing, bro. Like
the plumber or Martin and shit.
I feel like Troy doesn't have to answer this considering his age. You know,
yeah, he's a baby.
His capabilities.
Hasn't passed 30 yet. He ain't even old yet.
Yeah, you're not even. Man, I remember when I was
25. Get the mic, Troy.
25. I'll
take the
pass.
Yeah. Oh, for me, it's
Get the mic.
What you got then? You got something? Go ahead.
You can be honest, brother. This is a safe place,
I guess,
man.
You know, when my BM hit me, like, yeah, it's time. It's that time of the month again. That's the only time.
Damn, brother.
Send that cash app, nigga.
Yeah, no question. Run me my coin. And it's like, dad, we got responsibilities. Man.
You still fighting, nigga? Huh? Yeah.
What you earned for that last one?
Yeah, exactly. What you get?
Run me my coin.
I'm on Google right now.
Carry the one.
Being grown is gay.
Honestly, I would be doing the same thing, though. I ain't going to lie to you. Like, whatever fight you fight, I'm... Okay, he made... Okay, yeah.
Yep, carry the one.
Absolutely.
Of course you would be like that.
Absolutely.
I think you would be like that, too.
Absolutely.
You don't know me like that.
Yeah, you always wanted about the coin, dog.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Well,
yeah.
Somebody.
I would say for me, I think this daily activities, man. Like, when I go jogging... And I get home like, bro, why is my knee hurting, bro? Like, or my big toe or something. Like, it's a reminder that, you know, Paul, you climbing up the wall, bro. Like, you're not 12 or 13 no
more. You're not that boxer no more.
I'm not. You know what I mean? And it's crazy. The jab's off. Probably just exercising. How about you, man?
I feel like physicals is easy because, yeah, everybody knees start to hurt. Everybody back start to hurt. Everything crack a little different nowadays. But for me, it's the hangovers. You used to be able to go out. Party, have a great night.
Go back out the next night.
Next night, you wake up. Yeah, you might have a little headache in the morning. You might be a little sauce or something, but you know, you can fight through it. You can go get some food. Next thing you know, you out the next night. Bruh, if I go out Friday, yeah, don't look for me Saturday. Mm-mm. Don't you dare look for me Saturday because I'm going to need all day Saturday to recover. Mm-mm. It's going to be like 6 o'clock, and then I'm even debating what I'm gonna do with the rest of my day.
Oh, no like, question.
I ain't you gonna have your shades on that, in the bedroom. That
actually, although vacation is different, though, it's kind of weird.
That happened to you on vacation though.
Nah, that was different. That was a whole nother ball game. That was a whole nother ball game.
That's you can say that. It does look more like him, right?
I would say that's him. I don't know what's going on with that, but yeah.
Just so we give our people you know, his name
and,
is Terry,
and he had a maid too. So yeah, I think it was done. Terry. It was done intentionally to look like him, but he won't admit it.
I think it's a mixture of everybody because it's got
no,
like
that's definitely Remington.
Look at
that's either
look at Remington's hairy legs.
That's either Rim.
Stop trying to break that down.
That's either
it's a mixture. It's either Steph beard.
It's either Rim or
glasses. You know what I'm saying? My height.
I didn't see it like that. It's either Rim or Chico Bean.
Yes. Yeah, really.
His name is Terry, guys. His name is Terry. The kids dubbed him Terry. Yeah. His name is Terry.
Yeah. He's the flasher.
Ain't got nothing to do with me. I can't help with the artist, Drew. I apologize.
That's my man Lenny from Good Times. My man Lenny, I got plenty. He opened up his shit, had all this motherfucking watching shit. Yeah. No fucking Lenny. But for me, old shit is just when I get up from sitting down. I gotta walk like I'm like the evolution picture. Like, I gotta,
you see like the evolution picture.
Yeah, I got.
You go from crawling to standing, huh?
Yeah, of course.
Hey, I feel you with that.
That was great. Evolution.
Yeah, I gotta get the fuck up, nigga. Like, yeah, god damn, I'm fucking gotta walk that back out.
Yeah,
you gotta walk that back out. That's how you really know you old.
Nah, man. What? Shit's real, man. Stay 25, man.
Yeah, facts.
Stay 25, man. Yeah. And lose your number from your baby moms, man. Yeah, she don't hit you for the Cash App no more, man.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
You know what I mean? So, next week's homework is
DMX. First album.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's dark and hell is hot.
And, yeah, man. Well, listen, man. It's been a wonderful episode of Amen. Man. Yeah. Shout out to my boy Cam to my left. It's your boy P.
Rem the model. Thank
Nick
you, Troy.
Nick G.
Thank y'all, man.
It's yes, thank you, brother.
I want to come back.
Awesome, man. Anytime, we appreciate it.
Anytime,
brother.
You're
more than welcome, my G.
There were some good questions. Sure.
Yeah, man. And I'm going to bring, next time, I'm going to have some pictures of me when I used to get busy.
Don't fuck that. Bring your sparring equipment.
I'm going to bring that, too.
Yeah.
Duh,
yeah.
Nigga.
We're going to move the table.
It's all right.
Yeah, spar him the way he want to race me.
Yeah. Do that, too. Absolutely, man.
Cam would beat the shit out of Paul right now.
And you'll be part of the lawsuit. Easy. If you touch me, I swear I would sue you. I love you, brother, but I would sue the shit out you, brother.
It's like that kid that beat up Kevin Hart.
Yeah. I would sue the shit out you, man. That's a fact. Steph Lover.
Steph News.
No doubt. Again, Troy the Trick.
Y'all skip.
Marvelous.
No,
we said Marvelous.
Marvelous.
Pardon me.
G Meezy.
Marvelous.
Sharonda.
No doubt. Absolutely. And a man to the left, man.
Oh, yep.
Manny. Nosy man.
Yeah.
CEO, dog. CEO.
Original, you know what I'm saying? LPN over there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He let us down. It's okay.
He did. But on that note, we are out.
Holla.
Peace.
Peace.